Our next question is, if two people married for the sole purpose of obtaining one of them citizenship in another country, would those people be married in the eyes of God?
Well, the question answers itself. If two people marry for the sole purpose, how is it worded? The sole purpose of beating out the government or something like that?
Getting one of them citizenship in another
country.
Gaining
citizenship. So I believe that question contains its own answer. If, in fact, marriage is defined in the Bible and in the dictionary as two people mutually agreeing to marry each other for the purpose of having a marriage, for the purpose of loving and adoring and all the things that are said in vows. But if they go through that ceremony in a counterfeit fashion, where that's not their purpose, they're not doing that to get married. They both know they're not doing that to get married. They're doing it as a subversive ploy to cheat the government, to fool the government. Then I do not believe they would be considered married, biblically or even from the dictionary perspective. Now, notice that the laws of the land do not make these distinctions. I mean, if you go through a physical ceremony and get an actual certificate, then legally you'd be considered married. And that's why they go through that, so that they can fool the government and achieve that. You know, sometimes in those scenarios, they tell us, immigration people tell us, that money changes hands. So one's paying the other one to do that. I mean, there are all kinds of indications that it's a fraud. So I would suggest to you that merely going through an external service or ceremony does not mean marriage has occurred. Both have to mutually agree, and their intent must be that they are intending to be married to each other for the purpose of marriage.
Well, as David said a while ago, ditto, I definitely believe that intention to marry is very muchly involved. If you don't intend to marry someone as a lifelong companion, and you've gone through the ritual for some invalid reason, I think would negate the idea of what marriage is all about. I do think that to do something like that, it'd be a sin, because you're defrauding the government. You're passing yourself off under completely false premises, and that would be a sin, and whoever would do that would definitely need to repent of that sin. But marriage does involve definite intention on the part of each partner to make a marriage and all that's involved in that.
It's interesting that if the government discovers what they've done, they would consider it fraud and they would not consider the marriage legitimate.
Okay, I hear the pencils writing. Now, what would be necessary and involved in repenting from that sin?
What would be involved in repenting? The same as any sin. You have to acknowledge that you sinned in doing that it was wrong for you to do that. And then repentance in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 7 and Matthew 21 and other patches, Matthew 3:8, teach that you are to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. And each sin would differ as to what that would be, but I would think that in a case like that, you would want to make it right by going back and correcting everything. You'd have to correct it with the person that participated with you in it, and you would have to be in contact with the authorities to own up to the situation.